You know that good biographies never begin with their subjects. They begin with their subjects' parents, and sometimes their grandparents. That's the place to begin.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
Our subject has been for several weeks the molding of a man. And that really is the subject that consumes the material in the first seven verses, which is in essence the first paragraph of the book of 2 Timothy. We've looked already at how God molded the Apostle Paul. The ingredients that God brought down into the experience of the Apostle Paul, which had a molding and fashioning effect upon him. We saw, for example, that God had given him a divine mission. He was an apostle of Jesus Christ. And how that God had given him a divine mandate. It was by the will of God. He was not self-appointed or man-appointed or church-appointed. He was appointed by God. It was by the will of God. There was a divine mission, there was a divine mandate, and there was a divine message. And at the very heart of that message was the promise of life. According to verse 1, the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Paul wanted us to understand as he faced inevitable death in a Roman prison that his message was a message of eternal life, all wrapped up in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that his message was not just an offer of life, but it was a categorical, positive promise that all who receive Christ will experience this mighty life that only the Son of God can give. A categorical promise, a dogmatic statement. There is a promise. I promise you, God says, if you'll come to my Son Christ, I'll give you this life. These three things consumed the life of the Apostle Paul, and they were the ingredients by which his life was molded and fashioned into Christ's likeness. He had a divine mission. He had a divine mandate. He had a divine message. Then we began to look at the young man Timothy. First Paul, the apostolic servant, and then Timothy, the apostolic son. He was the son of the Apostle Paul secondarily. He was the son of God primarily. He was the son of the Apostle Paul in the sense that Paul was the human agent that God had used to bring Timothy to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We said that in the development of thought here regarding the molding of the young man Timothy, the apostolic son, we said there were really two basic ideas. One, there was the ultimate source of his fashioning or molding into Christ's likeness. And the ultimate source was what God had done immediately in his life. He had become the Son of God. He had placed his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He had experienced that divine act of new birth. And we took some time to discuss the whole concept of new birth last week and how God performs that mighty miracle in us when by faith we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He had been subject to a divine act. He'd become the Son of God. And then he had access to a trilogy of divine attributes. We saw it very quickly to expound a little bit on that subject. Grace, mercy, and peace. Having received the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, he had immediate and continuous access to grace, mercy, and peace. And those were the ultimate elements in the fashioning of the young man Timothy into all that God had intended for him to be. Now we come to the unfolding source of that fashioning. And that's the material that's contained in verses 3 to 7. There follows now, following verses 1 and 2, a very personal paragraph. I hope you're reading through the book of 2 Timothy. I would urge you to do that on a regular basis, to become acquainted with the material. There's so many tremendous ideas that are contained therein. And over the weeks that we will be wading through this study, I trust it'll be a rich source of blessing to you. There follows here in verses 3 to 7 a very personal paragraph in which the Apostle Paul assures Timothy that he constantly remembers him. That was very significant to Timothy to know that he was remembered by the Apostle Paul, to know that he was often in the mind of the Apostle Paul. In fact, that's very important for you and me. It is very important for us to be remembered in the minds of certain significant people. Paul was remembering Timothy, and that was very important to Timothy. So he writes to him in this very personal paragraph, this personal narrative here in verses 3 to 7, a little personal note, and he assures him that he's constantly remembering him. He says, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Do you notice verse 3? I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. He says, I am mindful of thy tears. One of those ingredients that is constantly occupying my thoughts is you, Timothy. Even some of your weaknesses, your concerns, and I want you to know I'm praying for you. I'm mindful of thy tears. Verse 4, he says, I call to remembrance something else. Verse 5, your unfeigned faith. And he says, in essence, there, the first phrase of verse 3, whenever I remember you, Timothy, I thank God. Whenever my mind is occupied with thoughts about Timothy, I thank God. You know, these were beautiful remembrances because of what God was doing in Timothy's life. And because of the part that God had allowed Paul to play in the development of Timothy's spiritual life, they were beautiful remembrances. Because God was at work, wherever God is at work in a life, there is a dimension of beauty. There's a dimension of power. There's a dimension of generosity. There's a dimension of beauty. Wherever God is at work in a man's life, wherever God is at work in a woman's life, there is a dimension of real beauty, not that artificial beauty that's up on the surface, but that loveliness that grips a man's heart, that transforms the human spirit, that takes a lost, condemned, defiled soul and makes it into a beautiful child of God, a son or a daughter of eternity. Paul said, whenever I remember you, I thank God for you. I remember what God is doing in your life. Timothy was a Christian brother now. Timothy was a Christian minister. Timothy was a Christian missionary. He was an apostolic delegate, one who represented the Apostle Paul in official missions. And it was God who had been at work in his life to make him all of those things. And Paul says, I remember these things and I thank God for you. By the way, you know, remembrance, it's a beautiful thing. We all want to be remembered. And remembrance is much more an issue of the heart than it is of the head. Somebody says, you know, I can't really remember the scriptures very well. I can't really memorize the Bible very well, unless you have an absolute mental deficiency. Now, that's a possibility. But beyond that, unless you have an absolute mental deficiency, the memorization of the scripture is a great deal more an issue of the heart than it is of the head. Whatever is important to you, that you remember. Whatever you cherish in your heart, that you remember. What you don't, you forget. If the Word of God is important to you, if you cherish it, you'll be able to remember it. God will give you His grace to memorize. That's why the Bible says, my son, forget not. In other words, remember. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart, not thine head, let thine heart keep my commandments. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1. So it was a very meaningful thing for Paul, the aged apostle, to say to Timothy, the young man, the young preacher, I'm remembering you. You're in my mind. The scripture says, it's very pointed sometimes, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Proverbs 10 and verse 7. So Paul brings to Timothy's attention a very personal paragraph of material, and he assures him that he's constantly in his mind and in his prayers, I'm remembering you, I'm concerned for you, I love you, and I thank God for you. Those are the kinds of things we ought to say to one another on occasion, you know what? Those are the kinds of things that promote a oneness and a unity and a love and a dynamic energy in the body of Christ and the local assembly, to say those kinds of things to one another. To take the initiative to approach a brother and saying, I'm remembering you in my prayers. I'm mindful of thy tears, thy pressures, or thy needs. And I'm praying for you. And when I think of you, I thank God for you. It's a precious relationship that should develop and be cultivated among the people of God. So Paul says those things to Timothy in that paragraph. And he says several other things in that paragraph that are very important, directly or indirectly in that passage. Paul mentions four major influences which had contributed to the shaping and the molding of the young man Timothy. And those are the things we want to get to. Directly or indirectly, in this very personal paragraph, in this very personal narrative, Paul mentions four major influences which had contributed to the shaping and the molding of the young man Timothy. And Paul says, the first thing that comes to my mind is your parental upbringing. And he mentions that in verse 5. And that special blessing that God provided for you through your parental upbringing was an example of consistency. Then he says, not only was there that parental upbringing that was a part of the unfolding source of your fashioning, but also there was your spiritual friendship. Parental upbringing provided consistency for Timothy. Spiritual friendship provided conversion and consolidation in the Christian faith. His friend won him to Christ. He was converted, and then he was consolidated in the Christian faith by the continuing ministry of the Apostle Paul in his life. And then there was a third ingredient, his special endowment from God. God gave him two kinds of gifts. One, he gave him a ministry gift that provided for him competency. If God calls you to be a servant of God, He'll give you the competency to fulfill that responsibility. He gave him a ministry gift and he gave him an energy gift, which provided for him courage. And then his personal discipline. Timothy, stir up the gift of God. There's something for us to do as well as something for God to do. Timothy, stir up the gift of God, which is in thee. And that provided for him an image of credibility to those to whom he ministered. Now let's talk about his parental upbringing. This is very important. Do you notice what verse 5 says? When I call to remembrance, he says, I'm filled with joy, verse 4, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. He's talking about his family. He's talking about his parental upbringing. He's talking about the molding, fashioning, shaping, formative influence that that godly family had on his life. Prepared him for his ministry. You know, Paul in this paragraph refers both to his own and to Timothy's ancestry. He talks about his forefathers in verse 3. And he talks about Timothy's mother and grandmother in verse 5. It was very significant in the mind of Paul, the ancestry, the parental influence, the formative fashioning influence of godly parents and grandparents on their children and their grandchildren. That's always the place to begin. Because every man is to a greater or a lesser extent the product of his inheritance. The most formative influence on each of us, either for good or for evil. The most formative influence, not the exclusive influence, not the only influence, but the most formative influence, either for good or for evil, on each of us has been our parentage and our home. You know that good biographies never begin with their subjects. They begin with their subjects' parents, and sometimes their grandparents. That's the place to begin. It is true, and we need to be very clear about this issue, that no man can inherit his parents' faith in the same way that he inherits facets of their personality. You cannot get into heaven on the apron strings or the shirt tails of your parents, no way. Salvation does not come to us biologically. It comes to us spiritually and theologically. Every one of us must claim by faith our own personal share of what Christ died to give all men when he died on the cross of Calvary. We cannot inherit genetically, biologically, our parents' faith as we inherit facets of their personality. But a child can be led to faith, as Timothy was, by his parents' example, by his parents' teaching, and by his parents' prayers. And whenever I think of a concept like that, and I think of my own relationship to my three children, that to me is an awesome thought. The formative power, the fashioning, molding, shaping influence of parents over their children. It's an awesome thought.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you'd like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam, 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam, 96921. Or call area code 671-477-6341, extension 360. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 360. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, send email to khmg@hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening today, and be sure to tune in for the next edition of Living Redemptively, helping you to live an authentic Christian life.